Joan Jett, there's a story about her today. Kelly has that's coming up here at the bottom of the hour in the Eagle Update, and we'll kick off Dead Guy in the Envelope playing for Pink Floyd laser tickets. That's coming up next in about 10 minutes.
All right, on the birthday scam, going to call this guy. They have a turtle, their kid, and the wife, and the turtle somehow keeps getting out. I don't know how. Turtles aren't that fast, but it goes over to the neighbor's yard, and we're going to call being the neighbor unhappy about it. It's in the pool.
It's in my pool, man.
This is Nick.
Nick, this is Mike. I live kitty corner from you off the backyard. I'm a neighbor.
Oh, hey.
Your turtle has gotten out again, and it's over in my yard right now.
I'm so sorry about that. My kid must have left the gate open to the pen.
Yeah, it's happened before. In fact, it's in my pool right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it's...
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, and I need to be in my pool every morning for therapeutic reasons, for physical therapy. And I don't want to get in it with the turtle in there. I don't know if he's dangerous or what.
I do apologize. I'm very, very sorry for the inconvenience. I'm actually headed to work right now. Well, could you just remove it from the pool and
no,
and
I don't want to touch that thing. Am I supposed to leave it in there all day? I mean, I don't want to handle it. Those things have diseases, right?
I completely understand. It's just that I'm actually headed to work. I wouldn't be able to get over there until my lunch break.
Well, that's unacceptable. I think you should just turn around and come back right now.
I do understand your concern. Unfortunately, I have my obligation to work, and they just...
What about your obligations to your neighbors, to people that live around you? What about my health?
I understand, and
my physical therapy.
I apologize.
Yeah, you said that.
If you
that's not
or
helping
someone
me.
You know could remove it.
Well, I know who could remove it. That might be animal control. Maybe should come out and remove it.
Sir, there's no reason to escalate this beyond what it needs to be.
Well, they'll remove
I'm
it.
I'm trying to work with you. I apologize profusely.
Why do you have a turtle over there anyway?
It's my kid's turtle. He's in the reptiles, and I like to support his interests.
I can't go in the pool.
So I'm pretty sure that you're not allergic to the turtle.
What does he do in there?
Not afraid of turtles.
Is he going to go to the bathroom in the pool?
From your pool?
Is he going to poop in the pool?
It's an animal, so probably so, yeah.
Well, that's...
He's probably going to poop in your pool. So you should probably...
Nobody poops in my pool.
And put it...
I'm going to get the skimmer basket. I'm going to pull him out of there, and I'm going to get a big pot of water, and I'm going to make some turtle soup.
What? Sir, if you harm my turtle, then we're going to have an issue. So why don't you keep
thought
of removing it with your basket?
I'm going to do it as humanely as possible.
In its pen again and lock the pen.
Slowly bring the water up to temperature.
I don't know why you're threatening a turtle.
I'm not going to throw him in the boiling water. It'll be nice and cool. And before he knows it, he's going
to
be completely cooked.
Are you sick in the head? Like,
the key is to get him out of the shell. You get him out of the shell,
look, if you can just
then he cooks up really tender.
Little scooper to scoop the turtle up and kindly place it back in my backyard. I'm trying to mentally prep for this meeting that I'm about to go into, so I don't really have time to talk about how inconvenienced you are by a turtle, sir, with all due respect.
Good news. This is not your neighbor. This is Dean and Raj. We're doing the birthday scam on you from Cindy.
I bet it was her idea.
And the turtle should be okay as far as we know.
All right. Well, I hope it is too, because...
We're not going to eat
it. I'm stressing out about this turtle. I'm headed to work.
Well, tell Cindy we call. We hope you have a happy birthday.
I'll tell her. Thanks again, guys.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.